Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about beginning with the end in mind.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. It's a tricky market, and seldom is it really easy to be a seller at the same time that it's really fun to be a buyer. The market will always be challenged in one side or the other. So we were talking about real estate strategists. That's the expert who understands you have to move on both sides of a transaction, possibly in the same market geographically, possibly at the same price point with the 1031 exchange. Looking at the dynamics of that move and beginning with the end in mind is the way to go through this process.
Well, that's the key to the whole thing. If you can envision what you need, not just what you want, but what you need, and you can capsulize that in terms of features of the property that would deliver the benefits that you're after, it becomes much easier. It's no longer I need to see it all. I just need to see the stuff that comes really close to these features.
And you need someone who understands your end game. So what I would say is team up with the right realtor early. If it's not the right realtor, admit that early also. And seek out the person that can see your vision and says, we can do this and I've got the team to help you.
I use a client counseling process. We'll have three individual meetings about a week apart or so. If time doesn't allow, then we adjust. But if in a perfect world, that's exactly what would happen. Because unfortunately, most people, while they understand what's in their bank account, they know how old they are, they know how many kids they've got, et cetera, they really don't have a good wired game plan that deals with real estate investments or buying a home or owning a home, so forth.
Exactly. It's interesting.
And I take them through this process that would get them there.
Exactly. A lot of residential brokers will meet their buyers for the first time at the first house.
Oh boy.
That's a big mistake. That may not be the right match for you, especially in a challenged market. You've got to make sure you know a good thing when you see it before you see it.
That's
so
right.
So as you say, it's ready, fire, aim as a buyer in this marketplace.
Right.
So we've really got to get our homework done and our baseline established before we go looking at homes.
And it's not an easy process, and people will resist sharing confidential information with a real estate broker. And I guess if you don't trust them, that's the way it should be. But there has to be a position of trust. And then if that confidential information can be shared and woven into a strategy, it's fantastic.
Well, I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.